We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we got a little more secure connection here with John Clayton. John, I just wanted to go back to that first question again. This clapping you said is going to be a problem for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury as they try to kind of air raid the NFL in its purest form, right?
It is, because, again, you know, knowing that 99% of their snaps, if not 100, are going to be out of shotgun, and he's trying to, you know, get the play in and trying to get the attention of everybody, and he's got to be able to slow that down and not do it because it was too pronounced. And so, I mean, what, there was only 8 calls last year for the entire league for that type of thing. He had 2 in one game. So this is just a rookie thing that he's got to adjust. It's a thing with a new offense that they've got to adjust, and if he doesn't adjust, he's going to get more penalties.
Listen, it's spring training, as you, or spring training. It's preseason football, John, as you know, but I'm trying to figure out what Lamar Jackson is and how evolved he might be. What do you think we can expect out of the Ravens quarterback this year?
A lot of running, I know that. I mean, they're going to run over 135 to maybe as much as 200 times with Lamar, because that's just the way the offense is. I know that Brian Billick was over and met with John Harbaugh and asked, is he going to have the over as far as running, which is 135? And he goes, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to get the over. He could go as many as 200 times. What you worry about is that even though he's passing a little bit better, you know, how much of a toll is that going to take on the body that he may run that much?
Yeah, John, that's my kind of follow-up to that is it really possible? Is it feasible, or is it plausible, realistic, that a guy could carry the ball that many times at that position? And he's not a huge guy. Cam Newton, 6'5", 240. Jackson, I think, goes like 6'2", 210. Is it really possible to run a guy that much and do it in a way that protects him at all? Because I don't see it being, you know, a thing.
Yeah, I question it too, because I just don't think the body can hold up like that. And look at Cam Newton. I mean, he's so big and he's so powerful. I mean, he's bigger than a lot of linebackers trying to tackle him, and yet he's now had 2 shoulder surgeries in the last couple of years. So I think that is a big problem. So, there might have to be a little bit of an adjustment on that.
I've seen a lot, you know, it's fantasy time, so everybody's getting up for their drafts, and a lot of groups now have Saquon Barkley as the top pick. Do you see Saquon Barkley as the best player in the NFL?
No, he's not the best player. He may be the best running back for fantasy. I mean, the best player in the NFL is either Aaron Donald or take your pick of one of the top quarterbacks. Maybe you can put Khalil Mack in there, but he's not the best player. But I think that you can see that, you know, everything's all geared for him to have a good season rushing the football, just like he did last year.
I'm going to ask you about both New York quarterbacks. Speaking of Saquon Barkley, first off, is there any real reason for the Giants? I know they had some close losses last year and maybe weren't as bad as the record indicated. Is there any real reason for them not to just see what they have with Daniel Jones right off the bat? Because I watched one preseason game and I thought, that guy looks a lot better than I thought he would.
Yeah, but understand that, remember, he was a 50-some percent thrower in college, and if you go with a rookie quarterback, just like the teams that did with the rookie quarterbacks, except for Baker Mayfield, you're going to lose. And I don't think they want to go into the season losing. So you go in with Eli Manning to see how far you can go trying to win football games. And if you can't do that, then you go to Daniel Jones. No, I think they're doing it the right way. And if Eli Manning plays the whole season and Daniel Jones sits, that's okay. I mean, that's kind of old school. You don't see it happen much now, because when you take a quarterback, you eventually play the quarterback. But I think if they put him in now, I mean, you're just conceding the season. I don't think they want to do that.
John, we have been looking in Pittsburgh here, at least, at just potential teams that could be wild card teams in the AFC, because the Steelers, there's obviously a muddled picture in their own division, so you're looking at who might steal a wild card. Do you think Sam Darnold can improve enough in year two to get the Jets up to that, near that level, where they could be sneaking in there at 9-7 maybe?
No, I don't think so. I think there's too many issues right now, you know, with their kicking game, with their defense. There's just too much. I think, you know, you can see he's better. He gets better each week, and I think he has a chance to be a really good quarterback. But I don't think he's at that stage in year two where he can take them to the playoffs.
Mason Rudolph gets a start here tomorrow night against the Chiefs. Not that that really matters, but it's an opportunity for him to get his first start. He says he knows the offense. He's more aggressive. Does he have a chance to be a great quarterback? What did you think of him coming out of college, and can he still be the heir apparent, do you think?
I think he's okay. I wouldn't say great. I think that he has a chance maybe to be the heir apparent. And, you know, he's not going to have many opportunities to be able to show those skills. But, no, I think he has a chance. You know, and again, it's like, you know, at least you know with Ben, he's going to be around 2, 3, 4 more years. And so that'll probably take him past Mason's contract. But at least he's an alternative if anything does happen to Ben.
John, what is going on with Andrew Luck again? I mean, we know he missed an entire season. Being that shoulder was just an odd scenario, and this isn't the same body part, but once again we have injury uncertainty and intrigue, and it, like, depending on the day, you hear either optimism, pessimism. What's going on there?
Well, what's going on is that another mysterious injury. Now, the shoulder, you know, they took, and it took so long for him to come back, and now what started to be a calf injury has turned into a high ankle sprain. And it's a different type of high ankle sprain because it's more, I guess, on the upper part of the ankle, and that's a little unusual. So now I think there's pessimism whether he's going to be there for the first game of the season, and now you wonder, this thing's been going on for 3 months. I mean, here's a tough quarterback that knows how to play with pain. He's okay with that. But again, the injuries just seem to be strange, and this could be the key to their season, because if he's not going to be there for a couple games, that may be the difference. In fact, if they lose to the Chargers in that opener, that very well could cost them a chance to maybe win the division, because, you know, the Chargers are a playoff team. You know, it's going to really hurt them bad. So not a good situation for Luck.
John, how does it play out with Zeke and the Cowboys?
At some point, I think they get a deal, but I mean, the key right now is to get a deal first with Dak Prescott. Ezekiel needs to be there for Dak, because, you know, you see that Dak is a 66% winner, but he's not going to win without the running game, and he needs Ezekiel to get the running game. So at some point, I think they'll get a deal. Jerry Jones is a deal maker, but right now, there's no deals.
John, I don't know if you saw the big transaction yesterday, but the Steelers signed linebacker Christian Kuntz out of Duquesne.
Wow. How about that? Isn't that great?
Yeah, he was a hell of a player at Duquesne.
Isn't he? I was going to say he's a local Pittsburgh product before that,
Pittsburgh
too.
Pittsburgh guy, Duquesne.
Oh, he's a lock.
He's got a root for that.
Yeah, he's a lock to make the roster, in my opinion, if he's a Duquesne man. John, I want to go back quickly to what Jeff asked you about Dallas, and tell me if this is – I know this is a crazy idea, but I wouldn't pay Dak Prescott anywhere near what he wants because of what you just said about Zeke Elliott. And I know they've had success, but it feels like Jerry Jones, the dealmaker, should be a stickler with his quarterback, because I think there's a very real degree of question as to what Dak Prescott is if a guy who has a short shelf life at the running back position isn't around to take all the attention, you know, the defensive heat off of him.
Yeah, but he's still good. I mean, you look at where that should come in. It should come in like about 31 or 31.5. And not above 32, and definitely not to 40 that was incorrectly reported. So I would have to think, you know, 31.5 is a number, but you figure that he probably wants 33 or 34, and they've got to settle on something. I mean, where you look at the numbers, it's like, okay, he's won 66% of his games. He's a 66% passer. He's won a playoff game now. So that puts him ahead of Kirk Cousins at $28 million, puts him ahead of Matthew Stafford at $27.5 million, and those are older contracts. So his number should be in the 30s, but it should be the low 30s.
John, we appreciate you waking up to have a cup of coffee with us, and real football getting closer and closer by the day. Good talking to you as always.
Okay, thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.